Welcome. This is the Sociopath and the Empath.
Hi.
I'm Aria.
And I'm Emily.
And this is episode 4. Woo. So if you've made it this far, thank you and congratulations.
You made it through all our bullshit already.
Right. You've dealt with all of the shit. So in this episode, I want to just start off by recognizing some of our top listener countries. Our top one is the United States out of California and Illinois. You guys are the best. And Canada is number 2, with Germany following close behind them. So thank you all for listening to us, and we hope that we continue to put out stuff that keeps you interested. We did create an Instagram and a Twitter account, so you can follow those. The Instagram is sociopath-empath. Or no, it's sociopath_empath. Don't forget that. So go give us a follow. We'll let you know when new episodes are coming out. And we post some pretty cool quotes about, like, narcissistic abuse, sociopathic abuse,
empaths,
stuff like that.
Psychopaths.
Yep, stuff like that. And with all the feels that I don't have a full understanding on.
All right, let's dive into the topics of today.
One more thing.
Oh.
You guys can send voice comments in to, like, suggest things that you would want to hear or give us just feedback, and we can feature it on the podcast. So as long as you're appropriate and not a dumbass, I will gladly edit you in. So through Anchor, you can do that. So
Anchor's now. Our sponsor.
Yeah. So, now we're gonna go into our main topics.
Here we go. I had to get a little sip of my coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, these fucking coffees we just got. It's literally insane because we went to this place that literally looked like a freaking ISIS base.
Oh, God.
Okay, it looks like an ISIS terrorist base.
I'm not getting political at all, but here we go.
I'm not getting political. I'm just telling the facts, all right? It looked like we were going to go meet Osama bin Laden in there. And it was a coffee place. And so they have these vegan-ass, like, liberal-ass freaking cardboard straws.
Hey,
for my shake.
Hey, they had a metal one if you wanted it. It was
for
gonna be
$3.
Yeah, you
what
could
the fuck?
Yeah, rent it and then clean it out with a pipe thing and the pipe cleaner, and then you could whatchamallet, you know, keep it.
Or you could just have a plastic straw like a normal fucking place and not have any
but
of those issues.
What about the turtles?
Dude,
oh, I have a turtle here.
This cardboard straw is literally falling the fuck apart. It's all bendy and soggy, and it tastes like cardboard.
But what about the little turtle?
Look fuck your turtle. I can't get over this fucking straw. I don't even want to drink my drink anymore because I don't like the little aftertaste of cardboard. It's not cute. So
it's not cute. So what do you think the world's gonna go through? If this is just the start, I mean, think about it for a second. We take away plastic straws. We're not going to paper,
which is gonna not make any deal. But okay.
But like, paper does dissolve in the ocean, so we're gonna be okay.
Plastic straws are not the cause of the issue.
Also, I just thought of something.
There's such a low percentage of the problem.
But here's the thing. Now I'm thinking about, are they killing all the trees down? Because that actually eliminates our oxygen.
Yeah, see, look at that.
So we're
just killing trees to drink out of shittier straws.
And then have less oxygen to live.
Yay. America. I love where this country's going.
Wait, are you telling me in different countries they don't have, you know, paper straws?
They probably don't have straws at all in other countries.
Guys, you should totally tell us if they do. I mean, I think they would, but I'm just asking.
If they have paper straws, why the fuck anyone in their right mind wouldn't? Look at.
Well, it's putting an indent in it now.
There's a huge indent where it goes into the freaking hole of the top of the cup. Like, how can I even drink out of this now? This is insanity. Alright, no more about straws. I can't.
Alright. So what do you think is going to happen in the next 20 years?
So, in terms, I'm gonna move away...
Of psychology.
Yeah, I'm gonna move away from the straws, because that's just too much of a heated conversation for me. But...
I'm gonna get you a metal straw for your birthday.
Shut up. I'll use it one time and then never be, like, not lazy enough to clean it.
You know what I thought about for a second? If you don't clean it, you're gonna get rust. Then you're gonna get whatever it's poison.
Tetanus. Yeah.
You're gonna kill yourself either
So,
way.
Either drink out of soggy cardboard or get tetanus from your metal straws. Yay. Evolution. So... Anyway, moving off of that, I think there's more, obviously the percentages of, like, sociopaths and narcissists and psychopaths grows with each year, and, like, the percentage of sociopaths has gone up from, like, 2% to 3% or 4% or something. I don't know the exact fact. You guys have to look that up on your own. But it's gone up a couple percentages, which is, like, a lot of people. That's, like, millions of people right there. So, and I think that's because they're more successful in life, so they're the more appealing option to be with, to, like, make a family with, because if, like, you're gonna want to be with someone successful, someone going places... Because they're very good at manipulating and, you know...
Like, and hiding stuff.
Yeah.
So, technically, I mean, I'm not gonna try to, like, scare people in any way, but you could think about, like, your husband or wife is like, wow, they're perfect. How can they be so perfect? They're probably a sociopath.
They're probably cheating on you.
Probably.
Most relationships... Oh, gosh. I'm gonna give you a life lesson here. Most relationships, one of the people is cheating. I'm sorry if you don't think that. You're either ignorant or you are one of the very, very few that has that. So...
That's rare.
So, yeah, because humans cannot control themselves.
Even people in open relationships cheat. There's
That's the whole point of it.
Okay, so I know this guy... And he basically, she's vaping, don't worry. So there's this guy, and he was in a, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to touch you. He was in an open relationship with this woman for, like, what, 3 or 4 years? And she cheated on him, just kept it behind his back. Even though she had any time that she could go out to him and say, yeah.
Their guidelines were that they were supposed to talk about it, and she didn't.
Yeah, she didn't.
Okay.
That's cheating.
That's just stupid. If you're allowed to, why wouldn't you just fucking say something?
Because,
I don't know.
Because I believe it's more of, like, that person felt like it was something more, and they were scared.
Oh, probably. The feels. The feelios!
The feelings. The
she
emotions.
She got the feelios.
How does sociopaths deal with that when somebody catches feelings, but you don't?
You usually ghost them. And then never, ever speak to them again. That's the easiest way to do it if you can. But sometimes you don't want them to, like, try to be vindictive towards you. So you just out of it or try to make them mad at you so that they'll leave, you know?
So you're telling me as a sociopath, even though you're looking at people who are bad as well, could be sociopaths, psychopaths, or just manipulators or narcissists, one or the other... You know that when they're manipulating you.
Not necessarily. I've been manipulated by a narcissist before, like a psychopath narcissist.
That's called covert narcissist.
So, like, I was susceptible to that, and I don't think I would ever be able to fall for something like that again after my experiences, but my ex was fucking abusive as hell.
And the thing is just, like, that experience made you even more into a sociopath than you are today.
Right, it definitely contributed to that.
Okay. So, how did you deal with the abuse?
He would, like, literally make me go to his house and everything, like, in the middle of... snowstorms, like, blizzards, freaking...
Yeah, that's narcissistic.
Tornado warnings. I was sitting in this ditch in my car, like, freaking out because I was like, I don't feel like I can drive anymore because I'd pulled over there. And he's like, oh, well, just go wait in a Walmart. I was like, I'm not gonna go wait in a freaking Walmart.
Was
like,
this
what?
Addicting to be treated like this?
No, but he would always justify it, and he would guilt me if I tried not to. If I tried not to, he would guilt me and be like, well, then you really don't want to be with me, do you? Or, like, say shit like that, like, just make me... He would always turn it around on me if I didn't want to do something that he said. He would always want me to sleep over, and I'd have to think of excuses, and he'd be, like, trying to make me feel bad about it, but, like, I had limits also that I had set sexually, and he just blasted through all of that, and he was a bigger dude, so he could hold me down.
Well, so, let's be quite honest, she's very small to begin with.
I am. I'm only 5'2".
All right, enough information. When you just say you're skinny as fuck.
But yeah, like, he was a giant dude, and he could hold me down and do whatever he wanted. There was no limits, and then when he, like, went past those limits and I would try to say something, he'd be like, oh, it's fine, like, I just wanted to try something, or, like, I won't do it again, which was a total lie.
Did he ever rape you?
Yeah, there was a couple of times where it would have definitely been considered that. When you're screaming and crying for help, and they're laying on top of you, holding you there, I think that counts. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, like, for me, because I'm her friend, I don't really see, like... You know, the pain. Because I'm seeing pain right now. I'm feeling pain. But you're discarding it. Yeah.
I'm discarding my pain?
Yes. You accept it.
I just take it as a fact. Yeah, it's just a thing that happened.
Right, right. Right. But the thing is, it's like, holy shit. That's just
loud-ass neighbors.
Okay, elephants. Boom, go back to the circus.
For real.
So, anyway. No, like, when it comes down to, like, abuse... I feel like it does. I mean, obviously, anything that happens to you is gonna, you know, morph you into something, right? Like, when we're born, we're clay. We're thrown down on the little circle thing. We're wetting it up with life. And then people just take you in and just morph you. And when you're done with the world, you get thrown away, because that's death. But anyway.
Not before getting fucked in the ass multiple times by life.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, like, so, abuse, like, with me is, like, I mean, when I was a kid, whenever I got abused.
Notification. Oh, jeez.
Okay, my iPhone's weird.
Okay, let's just stop touching the phone.
Okay, I'm done touching it.
All right,
so when I was abused as a kid, like, I felt like, well, if I do everything right, maybe the abuse will stop. And I just felt like, well, that's a secret. Because that's what my parents want. They want me to be the best kid in the world. So let's do this. So I thought, getting better grades, being really good in sports, doing everything right, blah, blah, blah. Having integrity, that would give me the love I deserve. Wrong. Wrong. Didn't end up that way. Like, I feel like when I was abused in relationships, and I was in a lot of relationships, I actually just told, I mean, I told you today, I was in a relationship with a psychopath, and I didn't even know. And, I mean, this was when I was
a
way...
A possible psychopath.
Possible, but the signs were all there. Couldn't keep a job. Totally just, like, dead eyes all the time. Totally didn't care about my feelings.
Easily bored.
Didn't care about my feelings whatsoever. Did any drug in the book to make her feel, like, okay. Didn't care about breaking other people's stuff. Would steal from people, like, all the time. Would talk about people behind their back all the time. Tell me that, like, well, you know... Can you go get this for me? And I would totally do it because I thought like I was in love. I thought if I helped her, it would then make her into a better woman. That's pathetic.
Well, that's what happens when you're like a victim of someone who's narcissistic. And like we've both obviously had very different experiences, but it just shows anyone can fall victim to abuse. Even me, who has a little fucked up emotions, a little fucked up on the empathy regret thing, but like I was still able to be manipulated by someone who was worse than me, because I consider myself pretty high functioning, but like with him I totally lost control, and the only way I got out of it was going into basic training, where I was away from him for over 6 months, and I realized how toxic it was. And, like, he literally followed me in my car ride on the way home after my graduation. He followed me on my Snapchat on that locator thing, and then I turned it off because I was going to go fuck somebody else that night, but that's not the point. But I turned it off, and immediately he texted me and was like, "Why did you turn that off?" And he threw a bitch fit because he was possessive as hell over me, and he was watching me, and he had people follow me, and it was insane. Like, he's still... Cobra. 2 years after he got dumped by me, he is still posting death threats about me on his Instagram. And he is a 40-year-old man now. See, he has, like, a baby mama and 5 kids. Like, go fucking do something with your own life.
See, like, I don't understand why people would try so hard in life to basically go after people who literally don't want anything to do with them. I mean, I think that's just what the human concept is. It's just to go something after you can't have, you know what I mean? And oh, I know, yeah. I know I'm wording that totally wrong, but that's basically what it is.
You want what you can't have.
Right. And the thing is, just like with empaths, like, I feel like we go after these people who are totally toxic, and we see it. Like, if your body's telling you, or you even have a thought, just a thought, that, like, well, yeah, I mean, people can say you have trust issues, but if you just have a thought saying they're using me for this, There's a different way about this. Like, why me? You know what I mean? Like, people think, like, oh, like, I must be special. No, those days are gone. Like, I feel in the new age with all technology and phones and, you know, apps and stuff like that, there's so much that's going on right now. You could literally fuck anyone. You can get anybody that you want, which is cool.
I could.
There's the ego right there we were talking about for the sociopath.
Okay, it's been proven, though. Just saying.
The problem is, like, with, like, empaths, is that if I have sex with someone, now I feel like I'm bonded to them, and I get really annoyed because they could be totally toxic, but I think, oh, well, I make excuses in my head. I'm like, they've been through a lot. Poor them.
And see, that's what I don't understand at all, because, like, I see right through that shit. Like, and those types of people get attached, like, they get attached to you quickly.
Control.
And they try to, like, it's just like, dude, like, if you want to have something casual, then we are not going to talk as friends outside of this.
Right.
Like, we are going to talk when we're going to meet up to fuck. And right. Then I don't want to see your face for 2 seconds after, like, longer than I need to. And that's it. Like, you're just fucking done, and that's it, and that's the easiest way to do it, and, like, so I don't get attached to these people, and if they get attached to me, they end up just getting fucking, I guess that might be painful for them, but, like, I don't really care.
In the next, so. In the next 20 years with this, like, with, like, phones and dating apps, I'm actually getting kind of concerned, because I feel... Well, first off, you can make a narcissist, you can make a sociopath. They are made. You just have to, like, do the... I mean, no, I shouldn't probably say that. Because, like, I don't think I could do what you do. Like, turn off my feelings, be a total fucking vampire, and just be like, nope, I'm not. I'm just gonna have sex and don't care about people's feelings. I want what I want, that's it. I can't...
It's easier that way, and you live a lot happier.
You remind me of Cersei from Game of Thrones. Don't love anybody but your children, and nobody will hurt you. Oh. Oh my god, you're wearing the Lannister shirt too. That I makes am. So... You are...
I love my Lannisters, so...
It's so funny because, like, I'm totally a Stark, and she did the thing and she's a Lannister, and it's so hilarious because my hoodie is, like, a girl has no name, and the person, Arya, is, like, a total... Wait, hold on. Let's go into that. You think Arya Stark... Do you think that she... Like, what is she?
What do you mean?
Is she a sociopath?
No, she's just trying to fucking prove herself. She's, like, the epitome of women's rights. Like, honestly. Whoa. She's like, I can do the same shit that these guys can do, except better. And she does. And that little girl kicks ass, bro. I love her.
I know, I love Arya.
She knows what she's doing.
And then on that little bird, what's her name? Help me. Sansa.
Or Sansa. Oh my god, I hate Sansa. She's such a pussy-ass bitch,
Sansa.
Bro. such a little pussy.
She is such a manipulator.
She is such...
Holy crap.
She has done nothing, okay? She's done nothing, but somehow she's still so important. You've accomplished nothing.
She's Queen of the North.
She didn't do shit to get that. She didn't do shit.
She saved Jon Snow and used Littlefinger to basically...
So Littlefinger did that. Not her.
But she manipulated Littlefinger.
Because, okay, she manipulated him.
First off, that's a big accomplishment.
Because of her, she knew that he loved her, which is totally something I would do. But she knew that he loved her.
No, I think Sansa's like...
So she...
Whoa, what was that?
Well, hold on, because I'm trying to explain this, and you're interrupting my thought process.
Let's turn it down a little bit.
So, she used him...
She almost hit me, by the way.
I did not. I was trying to snap, and I just... My fingers went all blah. So, like, she basically knew that he loved her because he loved her mom and whatever. It was, like, a passed-down thing. And so she used him because she knew that he would do anything for her. And she pretended to be his wife and all that shit, whatever,
no,
to get what she wanted.
Niece.
She was making out with him, okay?
She made out with him once.
Yeah, and that's all she needed.
And then she almost got killed.
Well,
by her,
you know what? It got her where she needed to, and then that got him to do it. But it was still Littlefinger doing the whole thing. She didn't do shit except manipulate him. So congratulations, that's your one accomplishment in life.
She manipulated him, and they won that war against Ramsay that saved Jon Snow.
She had no part in it. She just helped it start.
It's a domino effect. If it
was it her army? Was it her blade fighting those people?
Hey, you know, her beauty is really out there.
She didn't do shit.
Oh, God, she's so hot.
That's it. She's got her looks.
Jonas.
That's it.
Not Jonas, but what's his name?
She's got her looks, and that's it. That bitch doesn't do shit.
Anyway.
Yeah, so tune in next week for more heated debates about Game of Thrones.
Because we see things totally different. See, but, like, I feel like Arya to just take people's lives and just be like, okay, whatever. That's scary. But then in the beginning, she cared so much about life. She cared about the cat.
But you can change. Your experiences shape you and change you, and that's how sociopaths are made.
So you think Arya's a sociopath?
Well, she still cares about a lot, but it's possible.
Because she sees the winning side. She cares about her family.
Yeah.
Do you care about your sister?
Well, yeah, I care about my sister. I can still form emotional attachments.
Right. So, if someone tried to kill your sister, what would you do?
I'd fucking kill him first, and I wouldn't have any second thoughts about it.
Exactly.
Or regret it.
And what does Arya Stark do?
Well, she does the same thing. So maybe... possible she became one along the way.
She became a fucking what's it called? It's not an arsonist, help me. She became an assassin. She killed like everybody.
An arsonist.
Because last week you talked about arsonists. I was just like, oh boy, here we go. So anyway, so the next 20 years, we have to keep going back to this. Next 20 years with all these apps, do you think more sociopaths and narcissists are going to be made? I think they're going to be made. And there's going to be people like me that are empaths. They're just like, first off, I've been talking to a couple empaths in the community. And literally, they feel like suicide is like the only way. Like this world is just going to shit real quick. And, I mean, yeah, there's that stereotype, like, oh my god, the world's getting worse, blah, 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 blah.
Your emotions about that make you weak, because you let them interfere too much.
Well, the thing is, it's like, first off, do you want to... That's fucking gross. do you want to deal with more sociopaths? Do you want to deal with more narcissists?
No, I don't like other ones. I like to be the top.
Exactly. So, but this is gonna happen. Like, I went on a date recently with a narcissist. Literally talked about her whole entire fucking life. Talked about, like, how she was abusive to her boyfriend. Her boyfriend was abusive to her. And she took pride in abusing. So, I just feel like that's just bad. because it's just not going to end well with these narcissists and sociopaths. It's really fucking scary.
And like I said, they're just growing because they're the ones getting what they want in life and getting ahead, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it's the empaths and whatever and the neurotypicals that are falling behind because they're being taken advantage of by these other ones, by these other people with disorders and shit.
Now, quick question. What happens if, let's say, this keeps going for another 20 years, but more empaths and codependents say, no, we're done. We're not dealing with abuse anymore. What do you think is going to happen to the sociopaths and the narcissists, psychopaths?
Okay, if they were smart enough to be able to just get out of all the manipulation and stuff, which isn't logical.
It's self-respect that this is literally what empaths and codependents say, is self-respect.
If they could do that, then that would be the only way everyone would have to go against, like, narcissists and stuff for their numbers to go down. Like, maybe if it's more widely educated to people and you can learn the warning signs and everything more, like, go freaking watch that Netflix show You, okay? Because I am exactly like that dude, okay? They're learning about us. And they're teaching the world about us through shows like that and Dexter, and it's crazy because you learn how these people think, and that is how
I manipulate.
And it's how you rationalize things and, like, lie so fluently and manipulate people. And it's so accurate. So go watch that fucking TV show, You. It's on Netflix. And you'll learn from it. And we hope you learn from what we tell you here, too.
Yeah, because, like, I'm learning more from, like, Arya about how sociopaths are and how they're basically here to get what they want, go through life as less work for them as possible. And empaths are basically here to try to make, like, life easier for not only themselves, but take empathy upon people. And codependents are basically people who have no self-respect whatsoever, and they know they're getting abused, but they feel like that's the only thing they have. And that's bad. Because the thing is just that you're gonna die. You're gonna emotionally die. And being alone in a relationship is so much worse than being alone by yourself. Have self-respect for yourself. Like, I even had a friend last night call me on the phone at 4 o'clock in the morning, and she was saying, like, oh yeah, like, I'm just tired of waiting. I want my life, I want to be happy. I've been literally dead for so long. And I sat there, I was like, oh my god, she's getting it. She's having self-respect for herself. I'm so proud of her.
And that's when you overcome the narcissism and stuff.
Yeah.
And for me, it took
a manipulation of just regular people.
For me, it took me going to basic and having that time away from him and his manipulation to realize, wow, this really isn't a healthy relationship. Like, he gets to be with me and his baby mama, and somehow I was okay with that.
Were you just jealous?
I was jealous, but that's not the only thing.
Oh, there it is. So,
when I'm with someone, I like them to be mine.
Okay.
I don't like to be theirs, but I like them to be mine.
But at that time, did you want to just be his?
I didn't just want to be his, but that was our deal. That he forced me, he manipulated me into thinking that I was okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Did anything happen to your physical body when you're with him? Did you start changing the way you looked upon life?
How I looked at life or how I looked physically?
Both.
Well, he made me think that I needed to start changing how I was dressing and changing my hair. I was gonna grow my hair out for him, and I hate long hair. My hair is short as fuck, and I love it.
Yeah, she looks more dykey than me.
Even though I'm straight as fuck. But, like, I don't know. And I still get hit on just as much as if I had had long hair.
There's by dudes.
But... like some Ruby Rose shit up in here.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. So, but like, but...
Yeah, I lost my train of thought, sorry.
You were talking about how, like, you were changing yourself for him.
Yeah, yeah, and then, like, I was trying to change my view on polygamy and relationships like that because he wanted me to be polygamy. In a relationship with his wife, too, and I did not want to be. Because we did not get along, so... Ooh. But somehow he manipulated me into thinking that was something I was okay with. So it was just so unhealthy. It just took me being away for 6 months to realize what I actually wanted. He had me tricked into thinking I wanted kids, into thinking I wanted to get married, neither of which that I've ever wanted ever in my life. Like, I don't know, but he really fucked me up.
Yeah, Method people are really scary, because the thing is, it's like, even for me, and we're going a little bit over time, but even for me, like, I literally felt like I wasn't good enough, and I felt like, well, my ex, she, I don't think she's really comfortable about being gay, or she's not gay, or she isn't confused of who she is, or she's worried about what other people think. And I thought, like, well, like, this would be a step forward to show that the family that, hey, like, I'm gay. And also, I wanted my hair short, but also I kept my hair short because not only were she was just, like, but then also made her probably feel like, well, she was actually in, like a regular relationship, if that makes sense. Because, like, I couldn't even tell, like, the server that we were, like, together.
Yeah, unless
it was a place that those people respected me more. Because, for example, like, I'm just gonna say it, Applebee's. We would go out to Applebee's, and that'd be so cool to, like, the servers and everything else, the managers. It would be to the point where they knew I was in a relationship, so my ex would then feed off of that. But if it went to, like, a regular, like, sit-down place where it was, like, super high stent, everything else like that, it wouldn't be that way. It would be like, we're just going out for dinner.
Right.
That's sad. That's so manipulation. That is so disgusting in every single way, because that's not a relationship. Relationship should be where two people love each other no matter what and what people think, and that should be it.
That's true. It's definitely a red flag when somebody is, like, scared to show you off. But, we're gonna probably start to wrap this up now, but I want one of the main takeaways out of this to be just that, like, even if you have an empathy disorder, like I do, you can still be just as prone to manipulation by people, and it can worsen your condition so much more. But, like, you are still susceptible to it, so that's...
And how you deal with your abuse also, like, shapes of who you are, too.
Exactly.
So, like, with you, how you dealt with your abuse is that you knew it was going on, but you wanted control, correct?
Right.
For me, is I knew it was going on, I knew she wanted control, therefore, I gave her everything she wanted, hopefully one day she would love me.
Which is not totally the best opposite. Idea there.
Well, that's an opinion.
Just feed into it.
Well, yeah,
into it isn't gonna... help.
I mean with the wrong person, yeah.
Yeah.
But I also feel like relationships, like, okay, I understand, I get it. I need to get the hand gestures, alright?
Okay, I'm just saying, we're going over time.
We're going to 35.
No, we're not going to 35.
Fine, 34.
No.
Meet me halfway.
Just finish what you were talking about and that's it.
Okay, so like relationships, like I feel like how to make them successful in a marriage these days. Again, we have more technology than anything else, and we have so many disorders that now make so much more sense for people. It saves them time from basically making mistakes in their life, getting married to that person, getting divorced by that person, take everything from that person, whatever. I feel like at this time in your life, you should really try to, like, focus on who you are. And once you really realize who you are, protect yourself in every single way. Would you ever fall for an manipulator again?
I'd like to think I wouldn't, because now I know, like, I'd recognize it now. And I would know to get out of a situation like that. So, without letting emotions cloud my judgment, which is easier for me than most people.
Do you feel like that's how you meet good people? Is that you use your logic?
Yeah, it's definitely more beneficial being logical than being controlled by your emotions. So sometimes it's good to step back and look at things from an objective point of view, and you might be surprised what you get.
See, if I start looking at stuff like that, I'm just gonna get depressed. I'm just like, I want these emotions. But also, like, for an empath and codependent, is that when people... I feel like it's different for us, because when I look at trying to look the logic into some things, I see myself as, oh, I'm just being paranoid. I'm just getting weirded out, or I'm hurt still. But you're not hurt.
No. things don't affect me for as long because of my emotions. They're a little bit duller.
Well, you told me about my ex, like, it's about time.
Well, it took you months. Well, months is too long.
That's true. That was a lot of crying and journaling, but anyway.
It's a lot of me having to deal with it.
You shut the fuck up. I've saved your ass a couple of times.
I know. Alright, well, we will see you guys on the next episode. Hopefully gonna have another one out soon. Can you do that quieter? Because you do that really loud. It's probably gonna be loud as hell in this podcast. Thanks for listening to Emily's loud-ass vape. Okay. We will see you on the next episode. Follow us on our Instagram and Twitter, and if you want to send in video voice comments to our Anchor account, then we can put them in the episode for you, as long as I can figure that out with my editing skills. Okay. Goodbye.